At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Welcome to The Brief. Shirin Yoku is a practice in the 1980s in Japan, to where groups of people would go outside in nature and they would do what was called nature bathing. Now, it's not literal as actually being bathing, but immersing yourself in the forest, in nature, surrounded by the hue of greenery, the brushes, the plants, the weeds, the listening to the birds, the bees, the sound frequencies of nature. The Honorable Minister Farrakhan once said that in nature is where you hear God. Now, I believe that firmly. And there's been a lot of scientific studies that have backed up the fact that Shirin Yoku, which is now gaining popularity around the world, with even more scientific studies coming out, was showing that it actively reduced stress and anxiety. It's starting to become something that wellness groups around the world are adapting into their practice. I wrote about such a thing before I even knew what this practice meant. And it is on page 28 of my book. And on page 28 of my book, it is called City Thinking versus Nature Thinking. I'm going to read to you the first part of it. It says, eating right, thinking right, being in the right environment, and immersing yourself in nature. Those are the keys to life. There's a difference in how your mind responds when you're in the city versus in nature. The only things that are natural within this world are things within nature. In the city, your body is always digesting unnatural light. Watching scary movies, which if you don't know, there's been studies that show watching scary movies induce the fear, induce anxiety, which actually burns calories, right? So you have to be careful when watching these things because it's putting your body in this constant state of stress. Watching scary movies before going to sleep at night holds the images you viewed in your mind, causing your mind to think in an unnatural way. But when you close your eyes in nature, you think more naturally, resulting in more creativity. Away from man's machinations is where he finds his creative genius. That's when God talks to him. In nature is where you find your assets. You find your liabilities in the city. Unnatural sounds like cars and phones and constant movements of the city life are not organic for the human hearing. Imagine if you take a human from 1,000 years ago and you drop him in a modern city like New York, in the middle of rush hour. He'll be overloaded with his senses. There's lights everywhere, there's sounds, there's the chaos of the city. It will feel like it was too much. But we've gotten used to such chaos, so we live in that every single day, and then we wonder, why is our stress level so high? Why is our blood pressure so high? Why are we constantly getting bombarded with all of these unnatural illnesses? Well, you need to go take a hike, quite literally. Because that sensory overload is not good. That overstimulation, not ever allowing yourself to get rest, too much blue light, too much phones, not being able to really ever fast, keeps us in this constant state, moving and moving and moving when we need to be resting. We dull our senses to be able to deal with the overload of things that we go through. When you look at autistic children, they sometimes have a great ability at one thing, but their other senses are down. A normal functioning human being can do multiple things at once, but we don't have access to that superior part of our brain that produces that genius within us. Focusing on one thing at a time gives your mind the ability to focus the energy of that faculty to produce greatness. Next chapter in this book is called Decisions versus Distractions, which is really good. Make sure you get the book, Paradigm Keys. We have our next books coming out soon, but if you haven't got that, I suggest you get it. Now, I want to go into some of the stats about this that have been increasing. Back to Shirin Yoku. which is the Japanese art of forest bathing. Within the deep roots of Japanese culture, a growing body of scientific support, forest bathing has gained popularity worldwide as a form of nature therapy. In the 1980s, Shirin-yaku was introduced by the Japanese ministry as a response to the growing health issues associated with the stress of urban living. In the 1980s, the Japanese was already tackling these things. Now think about the current state of condition of America and all the distresses of urban living. Unlike hiking or other outdoor sports, the practice encourages citizens to slow down and mindfully connect with the forest through all five senses. One of the benefits is stress reduction and increased immunity. A landmark study found that participants who spent 3 days and 2 nights forest bathing significantly lowered cortisol, a stress hormone, and saw a 50% increase in natural killer cells, which play a crucial role in immunity and expression of anti-cancer proteins. So, another thing, if you're sick, go in nature. Simply slow down. There's been shown proof that grounding works. Take your shoes off. Literally hug a tree. Allow your body to be immersed and tap in so that it can finally do what it's supposed to do. But it's so busy in the city, so much sound, it's so much light, there's so many artificial and unnatural things that it can't do what it's naturally supposed to. It's shown that the effect lasts for more than 30 days after the trip, suggesting that monthly forest bathing trip could have a long-lasting impact on our immune health. Dr. Queen Lee of the Nippon Medical School in Tokyo. Since the landmark study, extensive research has been conducted on forest bathing, particularly in Japan, South Korea, and the U.S., suggesting a link between nature exposure and heightened immunity, improved cardiovascular health, reduced anxiety, enhanced cognitive function, and improved mood. Nature deficit disorder is not a medical condition. It is a description of human cause of alienation from a natural world. Richard Louv. Nature deficit disorder is not a medical condition. It's a description of the human cause of alienation from the natural world. Dr. Louv. When you think about it, we call these places that we live in our homes, right? But we only call these houses our homes when we started building these houses. But before that, our home was nature itself. Now our homes are away from nature. They're not built with this ergonomics and this natural design inside of them. We clear out nature so that we can live instead of building design structures that allow us to live with nature. Natural sunlight, having abundance of trees, being able to hear the birds chirping in the morning and sun gaze some light as you wake up, allowing your body to be tapped into a natural circadian rhythm. Some of us live in high-rise buildings where we can't walk outside and ground our feet, which shows an immediate change in our body system, being able to balance out the negative and positive charge within our body. This unnatural connection takes man away from who he is. So Shirin-yaku is just a natural practice of man getting back to his true home, tapping into Mother Nature. How do you think the health of animals would be if they were not connected to the nature? You take a bull and you disconnect them from earth and you put them in an apartment building. It would be impossible to say that that bull would be healthy. It would start developing disease and issues and all sort of problems that bulls that live in nature would just simply not have. And now we are those bulls out of nature. We are those animals out of nature. And this is why so much mental illness is constantly being increased. The stress is high, the diabetes is high, the diseases are high. The hoods of America, people living in low in poverty, they're like, I can't even afford to go into the forest or nature. Some people have to go take trips that are hours away or even days away to even get close to some nature. That's a sad state of affairs. Hiking is good, running is good, run clubs is good, but running in the city will never be the same as bathing in nature. There's even been shown that going outside naked, I know people don't like the idea of naked beaches and nude beaches, but being completely outside naked is good for you because now you're getting exposure of vitamin D all over your body. They've shown that women, sometimes they sit outside naked with their legs up, spread eagle, but they getting that sun inside, that natural healing. That's funny because at some point in time, we start putting on so many clothes as humanity, and what we were really doing is we were disconnecting ourselves from our cosmic bodies. So now that sun is not shining on us.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
In Africa, there is a higher solar energy, right? Because it's closer to the sun. They're getting more sun year-round. And as melanated people, we're disconnected from that. We have a solar deficiency. We have vitamin D deficiency. We're not getting enough of those minerals that the sun gives us, that solar radiation that we need. When they had the influenza outbreak in the early 1900s, they would give people natural air and solar therapy. Place the patients outside in natural environments. Not be inside of a building with white walls that looks like you're in a prison. Where's the nature? Where's the sun? Where's the trees? Where's the forest? Where's the plants? Where's the healing? Our healing is always in nature, always will be, regardless of how good man gets at concocting chemicals and crushing them up and being able to abstract certain things. It comes with 1,000 side effects. That's not the way nature intended. We're supposed to operate and be within our nature. But this is a spiritual practice, and Western medicine is so slow to catch up to universal medicine, nature's medicine. But that spiritual energy of being connected to the trees and the networks of mycelium and eating those plants and being a part of those plants and being a part of the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth, all of that, that connects us back to God body. We activating parts of ourselves that can't be activated in the nature, because in the city, we activating survival. Our conquering spirit takes over here because this is in a natural environment. So we can't be within our nature because environment is stronger than nature. So Yoku Shenren is us really cleansing ourselves, because cleanliness is godliness. So if you want to bathe from society toxins that pull up from things you see on a phone scrolling, that was negative. Now your mind has these images trapped in it. But what negative can you see in force? What negative can you hear in the force? Nothing. It's positivity, it's nature, it's healing, it's medicine. Even when we sleep in the city, it's not the same. Because when we're working, we have more toxins to pull out. So sometimes you wake up after eating all of these toxic foods and things of that nature, and you got brain fog. Because the cerebral fluid did not activate while you were sleeping to cleanse out the neurotoxins, which is the glymphatic system. So most people know about the lymphatic system, but not about the glymphatic system, which can be activated when you're working out. Can be activated when you're doing breath work and certain exercises, and I'm sure becomes activated in nature. But one of the important things that they talked about in Yoku Shenren is slowing down. Art of slowing down. Do this with me. And let's take a quick moment to breathe. Slowing down. Some of us believe we don't have enough time in the day. Now that's a sad existence, isn't it? When every day has the same time. But what you're saying is, you don't have enough time to make the right moves. And this causes anxiety. You need to be going left, but you're going right. You need to be going up, but you're going down. You need to be in two places at once. So now you're thinking about things that you can't control, compounding anxiety and decreasing your efficiency when you do work. So now the time that you spend is not going to be as effective because you're not in the proper state of mind to be more efficient. So when we slow down, we think better. We think clearer. We think in a different way. And that thinking is actually sustainable. We start thinking bigger. But when we speed it up, we think smaller. We think reactionary. What do we need to do next? But when we think bigger and we slow down, we make less mistakes because we're more careful and we're taking everything step by step. When you're in the forest and you're relaxed, it is very hard to be stressed because the entire environment is created to put your nervous system at ease. So you've been around where you're constantly in this state of fight or flight your whole life, looking around, wondering what's going on, not knowing if you're safe or not. And then all of a sudden, you're in a forest. In the forest, everything about it, the atmosphere, is telling you to relax. It's telling you you're home. It's telling you you're good. So now your stress hormones start to go down because you get a sigh of relief. Now you're not worrying about work or jobs. All of a sudden, those things, that pain that you were having and all those pressing issues that was on your mind, they're no longer there. Just imagine all of the greenery that's around you. Smell that you smell. It operates and activates certain parts of the body to start operating naturally as they're supposed to. It's helping you with killer cancer cells, those anti-cancer cells with cardiovascular health, so you have a stronger heart. When you have a stronger heart, that valve pumps more to where your aura is stronger. You tap into that natural circadian rhythm and let you be out there long enough, whether it's from the sun up to the sunrise. Then you allow your body to reactivate based on nature time. The same way a plant doesn't need a clock to know what time to wake up, because it's the sun that informs its nature. This is the time that you operate. So now you're operating back as you're supposed to be, and that third eye starts to unlock. Yeah, we don't unlock our gifts, our spiritual gifts. We don't get the downloads the same way in the city because of all of the frequencies that are around us. All of the EMFs that are around us. Nah, that's why I take my gold water. I take my lion's mane. I had a lion's mane mushroom today that was so powerful. It almost felt like a psychedelic, but it wasn't, it was lion's mane. But it activated the neuron. It activated that synaptic connection. Now it got me focused. Why? Because I ate some nature. But imagine if you immerse yourself in nature and you eat nature. I'm putting the minerals back in my body. I got the sun protecting my brain. When I say the sun, I meant that gold water. But when I imagine that gold water, I see the sun. It's that beautiful gold bottle. So now I feel good. So now when I'm thinking, I think good. And I'm thinking clearer. And that clear thinking is good thinking because it is improved thinking, meaning that when you have clear thinking, you slow down, you absorb the lessons from things. And everything that you do, you focus on growth. So you're getting better and better. So this is why you see some people, every time you see them, they're getting better because they know how to think clear. So go into nature and gain your clarity. Go into nature and gain your cure. Join High Level Club. Because we will be forest bathing. We will be hiking. We will be transcending all the ills of the world and reaching at our highest level. We will tap into that God body, that ascension. We will transform and unleash our highest selves. We will cleanse our DNA for ourselves, for our children and generations to come, because it starts with you. Thank you for watching this brief. Yoku Ren Shin.
Are we low level or high level?
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys tapping in. I'm on my way to Atlanta, but before I get there, I want to make sure that I got you scheduled to do a one-on-one coaching. Now, of course, I can't meet everybody. So I partnered with InvestFest to where we can give away 5 general tickets and 5 VIP tickets. Now, a lucky winner of one of those tickets will also get a one-on-one coaching opportunity with me during the InvestFest week. The only thing that you have to do is join High Level. It's completely free. And all you have to do is comment coaching below. 5 people will win VIP tickets, which are worth $2,000 each, and the other will get general admission tickets. When you're done, please screenshot, tag me to increase your chances of winning. Peace, family. I'll see you at InvestFest.
Are we low level or high level?
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.